Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Radio Islam International on this Tuesday evening, 6th October, which also corresponds to 23rd Dhul Hijjah, 1436 AH. Time right now is exactly 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, and this is our weekly Fiqh Q&A program. This week it's supposed to be Hazrat Mufti Siraj Desai Sahib Damat Barakatuhum joining us on Q&A program, but Mufti Sahib is overseas. Mufti Sahib from Australia went to Pakistan, and inshallah Mufti Sahib will join us next week. So instead of having our Q&A program, inshallah we'll be playing a program that played out on Saturday, which was opening our hearts to the opening surah by Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Suratul Fatiha explained in 20 lessons, and that's what inshallah we're going to play out in this 2 hours programs. We'll be starting with the first session, which took place after Asr on Saturday 3rd October at Masjidul Furqan, 2nd Avenue in Houghton. So inshallah we'll be playing for you now, opening our hearts to Suratul Fatiha, the opening surah, 20 lessons explained from Suratul Fatiha itself by Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. So that's what we're going to play for you in the first hour as well as in the second hour, 20 lessons from Suratul Fatiha explained by Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib. This program took place over the weekend at Masjidul Furqan in 2nd Avenue in Houghton. That's where the program takes place. So let's listen to the advices, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts through this opening surah of Suratul Fatiha.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوتيت أعظم سورة في القرآن وهي سورة الفاتحة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. I will request all who are present here to join me in reciting Durood and Salam upon our beloved Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala Habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi amma ba'd. My honorable listeners, this program has been announced as a special program to discuss the Suratul Fatiha, which is really the essence of the entire Quran in 7 verses. I will inshallah break this entire program of the discussion on Suratul Fatiha up into 20 manageable lessons, so that it is easier for us to keep track of the discussion and for us to absorb what is being discussed. Instead of discussing it as one complete discussion, we will break it up into 20 manageable lessons over these sessions. Inshallah, hopefully, we will try to complete it by tonight after Salatul Isha, if we can. And then we will have some additional program tomorrow morning after Fajr, so that those who cannot stay over tonight, they will be able to get the whole, inshallah, message of the Suratul Fatiha. So the format we are going to adopt is that, inshallah, we will do it over 20 lessons. And let me just give a breakdown of the 20 lessons of Suratul Fatiha. It will be, inshallah, first of all, a brief introduction on the importance of Suratul Fatiha. What is Suratul Fatiha? Why is it so important? The next lesson will be on the background to Suratul Fatiha, its revelation. How was it revealed? When was it revealed? What was the circumstances of the revelation of Suratul Fatiha? The third lesson will be on the virtues of Suratul Fatiha. What are the virtues of the surah? The fourth lesson will be on the various names of Suratul Fatiha. As we know, Suratul Fatiha has numerous names. So we will discuss the various names of Suratul Fatiha. The fifth lesson we will be discussing A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem very briefly. In the sixth lesson, we will be discussing Tasmiyah or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the seventh lesson, we will discuss the concept of Hamd. When you say Alhamdu, what is Hamd? What is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will discuss that. Then the name of Allah comes, Alhamdulillah. Who is Allah? To explain that what is this name of our Creator, this name Allah, what are the specialities of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next discussion, ninth lesson, will be on relating to Rabb, because it comes Rabbil Alameen. This attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being Rabb, we will discuss that inshallah. The tenth lesson will be on Alameen. What are these worlds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about? How many are they? And which realms do they cover? Then in lesson number 11 will be relating to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Rahman and Rahim. And then the next lesson will be discussing Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah is the owner of the Day of Judgment. So the Day of Judgment will be discussed. Then we will discuss inshallah in the next lesson, 13 will be about Ibadah. Because we say Iyaka Na'budu. So what is Ibadah? What is the concept of Ibadah in Islam? And the next lesson will be lesson 14 on Isti'ana. Isti'ana means seeking help. On what do we seek help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Lesson 15 will be on Hidayah. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ihdina. What is Hidayah? How do we understand the meaning of the word Hidayah? Lesson number 16 will be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. What is Sirat al-Mustaqim? The straight path. Lesson number 17 will be relating to who are those whom Allah has showered His mercy and favors upon them, and Amta alayhim. And lesson number 18 will be those who are the objects of Allah's anger and displeasure, Maghdubi alayhim. Lesson 19 will be those who are gone astray, Dhalin. And the 20th lesson, on which we will conclude inshaAllah, will be Ameen. What is the meaning of the word Ameen, and what is the virtue and importance of the word Ameen? So I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make it easy for us, and that He grant us the full benefit of our attendance here today, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to this opening surah of the Holy Quran. Because if our hearts become open to Suratul Fatiha, then our hearts are open to the whole Quran. And if we've got that, the gist of the Holy Quran is in Suratul Fatiha. If we have that in our hearts, then we have the whole Quran in our heart. So, this is the very first time actually that I am undertaking a program of this nature, discussing Suratul Fatiha in this depth and detail. So Alhamdulillah, it is very pleasing for me to be here at Masjid al-Furqan in Houghton, and to be conducting this program, the very first program I am conducting of this nature here in this very masjid. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the chairman of the masjid, the board of trustees, as well as the imams of the masjid and the musallis, and all who are attending this program, and all who have assisted in this program in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each and every one of us. So my dear friends, let us go straight into the first lesson on Suratul Fatiha, and that is an introduction to Suratul Fatiha, an overview of Suratul Fatiha. What is the importance of the Suratul Fatiha? First of all, there is no surah in the Holy Quran that is as much recited as Suratul Fatiha. Because if we go to look at it, there isn't any rakat of any salah. Minimum 20 times a day we will be reading Suratul Fatiha, or we will be listening to Suratul Fatiha. This fact alone is sufficient to convince us about the importance of the surah. If there was any other surah that was as important as Suratul Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made us repeat it over and over again. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repeat this surah over and over again is giving us a clear message And that message is, take the surah very seriously, understand it properly, open your hearts to it, and find a place for it in the depths of your heart. So this is this great surah, Suratul Fatiha. It is the surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concentrated the whole Quran. It is like a concentrate of the Quran. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encapsulated the entire text of the Quran in this one surah. The Suratul Fatiha is like the text, and the rest of the Quran is like the commentary of the surah. And this surah is such a surah that it is a, first of all, the Quran is a summary of all the past scriptures that Allah revealed on this earth. The Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and all the prophetic scriptures that came before, approximately 104 different revelations Allah sent onto this earth, the four big books and 100 scriptures that Allah sent onto this earth. The whole of those scriptures are encompassed in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran itself then is summarized in Suratul Fatiha. And the ulama have gone further to state that the whole of the Suratul Fatiha is in fact summarized in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the whole of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is summarized in the letter Ba in the beginning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And that is also summarized in the dot under that Ba. That one dot signifies the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the extent of summary upon summary upon summary that we find in this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a global overview of the whole Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that the whole message of the Quran must be in front of us day and night, and so that it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this whole Quran and put it, the ocean of the Quran, into one cup of Suratul Fatiha. And we are given to drink this cup, so as if we are drinking the message of the Holy Quran in the Suratul Fatiha. I'm using this kind of imagery just to sort of make it easier for us to understand the greatness and significance of this particular surah. This surah is such a surah that all the great commentators of the Quran have written extensively on the surah. Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali, the very great and world-renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, he has written a very voluminous tafsir of the Holy Quran, which is known as Tafsirul Kabir, the great tafsir. And in that tafsir, he has taken out so many points and so many jewels of knowledge from the Suratul Fatiha that number in the thousands. Now if we got, inshallah, 1 month, then maybe we can sit down and discuss that exposition of Imam Razi, Allama Razi Rahmatullah Alayh. But obviously we got just one evening, so we got to have to condense it even as concisely as possible, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the overview of the surah, the importance of the surah, and this is the reason why we are discussing the surah, is because every time we read it or every time we listen to it, let us focus on the meaning. Let us try to understand the meaning. Inshallah, if we can master this particular surah and the meaning of the surah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has paved the way and opened the way for us to understand the rest of the Holy Quran. So that is the overview of Suratul Fatiha and the introduction. The next discussion that we go to now is relating to the background of the revelation of Suratul Fatiha. The Suratul Fatiha was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. There are some ulama who hold the opinion that it was revealed in Medina. But the correct and the more supported opinion is that it was revealed in Makkah, it may have been revealed as additionally in Medina, just as a repetition of what was revealed in Makkah. But it was essentially revealed in Makkah, and it is the first surah to be revealed in the Holy Quran. Now, when we say the first surah to be revealed in the Holy Quran, it means the first complete surah to be revealed as a complete surah in the Holy Quran. The first revelation, as we all know, is Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. That is the first revelation. Right? But after the first five verses of Iqra were revealed, the balance of the surah was revealed over other periods of time, not immediately. The whole surah Al-Iqra was not revealed at one time. It was only the first five verses that were revealed in the cave of Hira. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a few other verses, but these also were not complete surahs. Surah Al-Muzzammil, the beginning verses. Surah Al-Muddathir, the beginning verses. These were revealed shortly after the revelation of Surah Iqra. But the first complete surah to be revealed in the Holy Quran was Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the first complete surah to be. So therefore, when ulama say it is the first surah to be revealed, what they mean by that, it is the first complete surah to be revealed in the Holy Quran. As I mentioned earlier on, Surah Al-Fatiha comprises of seven verses, seven ayats. This is established by the Quran itself, as we will shortly explain. It comprises of seven ayats, it comprises of 25 words, and it comprises of 123 letters. This is the Surah Al-Fatiha. When or how was it revealed? What was the background to the revelation of the Surah Al-Fatiha? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, and as he was seated with him, there was a loud sound, like a bang. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound. Jibreel alayhi salam then explained to him the sound that he heard. He said, a door of the sky has opened today, which was never opened before. And an angel has descended from the sky onto the earth who had never descended before. And this angel came before Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he greeted him with salam. And then he said to him that, I have brought two glad tidings of nur and light to you, which was not granted to any Nabi before you. You are the first Nabi of Allah to receive these two lights as a glad tiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what were these two lights? The first light was the light of Surah Al-Fatiha, and the second light was the ending verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, from Amana Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun till the end of the surah. These were the two special lights that were given to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam through a very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was not given to any Nabi or any Prophet before him. So this is the background to that revelation of Surah Al-Fatiha, that for this occasion Allah opened a door in the heavens, in the sky, which was never opened before. And a Nabi, an angel came down to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had never come down before onto earth. So this is the very great speciality of Surah Al-Fatiha. We move on to the next discussion. Out of our 20 discussions, we are moving on to the third discussion. And this discussion is relating to the great virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha. What are the virtues of the surah? The one virtue is what we have just discussed now. This narration, which is narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, relating to the incident of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salam, and the revelation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And this angel said to him, Abshir bin Nurayn utitahuma lam yuta nabiyun qablaka. This is in Muslim Sharif. that take the glad tidings of two lights, special noors and lights that have been granted to you, which was not given, these two lights were not given to any Nabi before you. So this is the one great virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha. Another great virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha, a companion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the name of Abu Sa'id bin Mu'alla. He says, once I was reading Salah in the Masjid, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called out to me. So because I was in Salah, I did not respond. The moment I completed my Salah, I came, and when I came, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to me that when Allah and Allah's Rasul call upon any one of you, you must respond immediately. So thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that Ala u'allimuka suratan hiya azamu suratin fil Quran. O my companion, shall I not teach you that surah which is the greatest of all the surahs in the Holy Quran? So the Sahabi was very eager, very, very eager, and he held fast onto the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in eagerness to learn what was the surah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to introduce to him, which was the greatest of all the surahs in the Holy Quran. Then he perceived that perhaps Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not remember to tell him, so he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you offered to tell me about this greatest surah in the Holy Quran, what is it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Hiya Sab'ul Mathani Wal Quran Al Azim Alladhi Utitahu. This is the very Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the greatest surah in the Holy Quran. This is a narration of Bukhari. So we see the strength of this hadith, that what a great surah this is, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has declared it as the greatest of all surahs in the Holy Quran. A'zamu suratin fil Quran. Thereafter, another great virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha is relating to an incident of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, me and my companions, we went on an expedition. We were sent by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on an expedition, and we came across a locality or a village where the people were very miserly, and they were very unfriendly, and they were very unhospitable. They did not want to extend any hospitality to us. So we were disappointed with these people, but nevertheless we decided to continue with our journey. And just then one of the people of that village came running to us and said that the chief of this village is calling on you people. He wants to see you, he wants to meet you. So they went to meet the chief of that village, and he had apparently been bitten by a poisonous snake at that point in time. So he was very worried that this poison is going to, you know, enter his body and it could possibly kill him. So he asked them that, do you people have anything with you to treat this problem of mine, to cure me of this problem? So one of the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who was present there, he recited Surah Al-Fatiha, and after reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, he applied some of his saliva on that part where the chief was bitten by the poisonous snake. But before this, I missed out one part. These companions, yes, he was bitten, so they applied this. When he recovered, they said to him, he was very happy obviously, they said to him, okay, now pay the price, pay the price. You did not want to extend hospitality to us, pay us the price of it. So he gave them a number of goats, and he said, this is from me as a gift to you, as a payment for the recitation of the Surah Al-Fatiha and the benefit that I got out of it. Nevertheless, they took these goats and they said, we will not do anything, we will not eat of this flesh until we don't get approval from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it is allowed for us to do so or not. So they came to Medina with the goats, and they then narrated the whole incident to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quite amazed by this incident, and he told them, he used these words, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ إِنَّهَا رُقْيَا. How did you people know that this is a ruqya? Ruqya is an Arabic term that it's like incantation. In English it would be translated as incantation, that is recitation of some words, and then to blow on something, or to use it as a kind of invocation. So it is called ruqya in Arabic, what we call making dumb. Reading on someone, making dumb, that is what is called ruqya in Arabic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how did you people know that this is ruqya? This surah al-Fatiha is ruqya. In other words, accidentally they stumbled upon the fact that this surah al-Fatiha is a ruqya. And in fact, as we will come to the next discussion inshallah, we will also learn that surah al-Fatiha is known as surah al-Shifa. It is a surah of Shifa. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that إِذْ خُذُوهَا, take these goats with no problem at all. وَضْرِبُوا لِي سَحْمًا, وَضْرِبُوا لِي بِسَحْمًا, and give me also a part of it, give me a portion of it as well. So from this we see that not only did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approve of the reading of Surah Al-Fatiha as a means of cure from diseases and sicknesses, but he even allowed for the payment and acceptance of the payment in this instance. Thereafter we find the narration, very famous narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha, and he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that when a person reads the Surah Al-Fatiha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَسَمْتُ صَلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ, I have divided the Surah Al-Fatiha between me and my servant in two parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's known as Hadith al-Qudsi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided this Surah al-Fatiha between me and my servant half and half. Right. فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي. When the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant has praised me. Now my dear friends, let us ponder and reflect. This is something very, very important for us to ponder and reflect on this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, every time we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there is a reply and a response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let this settle in our hearts. That every time we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is replying to us. We may not be able to hear the reply with the ears of our physical ears, our ears of our head, but the spiritual ears, if those ears are functioning, then we should actually be hearing the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is Allah saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies and says, Hamidani abdi, my servant has praised me. My servant has praised me. Then when the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then Allah replies to that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asna alayya abdi, my servant has spoken about my praises. And when the servant reads Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majjadani abdi, Majjadani abdi, my servant has extolled my glory. Every sentence in Surah Al-Fatiha we read, there is a reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies with these words, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِسْفَيْنِ وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ, this is now half and half between me and my servant. When he says إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَاللَّهِ, I worship you alone, then this is for Allah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, Allah, I seek your help. Allah says this half is for my servant. So the fourth verse of Surah Al-Fatiha is half and half between Allah and Allah's servant. And Allah says, "Wali abdi ma sa'al," what my servant is asking of me, I will give to him. When he says, "Iyyaka nasta'in," I seek your help only, Allah. Then Allah says, "I will help you, O my servant. I will help you." And then when the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin," then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hadha li'abdi." The balance of Surah Al-Fatiha, the balance of the three verses, "Hadha li'abdi, hadha li'abdi." This is for my servant, this is for him. And وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, what he asks of me, I will grant unto him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Remember, Surah Al-Fatiha in essence is a dua. In essence it is nothing but a dua. And when a person is making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words that have been taught to him directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, "Whatever you ask me, O my servant, I will grant it unto you." So that is why at the end we say, "Ameen." Because Allah is saying, "I will grant it to you." So we saying, "Ameen, O Allah, accept." My dear friends, this is one of the many verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. The ulama have in fact mentioned several other virtues, but for fear of making the program too long, I will not go into all of the virtues. We go on to another virtue. This one is narrated by Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And a very similar incident to the one that took place between Abu Sa'id bin Mu'alla, very similar incident took place with Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid. And in this instance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O Ubay, ala u'allimuka suratan ma unzila fi Torah, wala fi Zabur, wala fi Injil, wala fi Qur'an misluha." "O Ubay, shall I not teach you a surah of the Holy Qur'an that was neither revealed in the Torah, nor the Zabur, nor the Injil, nor in the Qur'an itself? There is no surah like this surah." Ubay bin Ka'b was beside himself with joy that, "O Allah's Rasul, teach me what is that surah? That surah which was not revealed in any of the scriptures before. Not even the Quran has got a surah like this." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, asked him, "Don't you read Surah Al-Fatiha?" He said, "Yes, I do read Surah Al-Fatiha." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, here, that is that surah that I'm talking about. This is the very surah I'm talking about. وَهِيَ سَبْءُ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنُ الْعَظِيمُ أُوتِيتُهُ. That this is that very Surah Al-Fatiha, that surah which is repeated seven times. And this is that great Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the very surah that there is no example of it in all of the scriptures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in the past. One narration, it states that a person who reads Surah Al-Fatiha once, he gets the reward of reading two-thirds of the Holy Quran. Reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once is equal to two-thirds of the Holy Quran in rewards. We know Surah Al-Ikhlas, "Qul Wallahu Ahad," you get the reward as if you recited one-third of the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha, the reward is as if you have recited two-thirds of the Holy Quran. And I conclude this one more virtue. This is in the narration of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon me four treasures directly from under his arsh, which was not sent to anyone else. And these four treasures are the following. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha. Number two, Ayatul Kursi. Number three, the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, "Amana Rasulu," till the end. And number four, Surah Al-Kawthar, "Inna Atainaka Al-Kawthar." These are four treasures Allah sent down directly from under his arsh upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was not given to anyone else besides him. So that concludes our third discussion relating to the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to ponder and reflect on these virtues so that the greatness of the surah is always in front of us. Why? Because we read it so often, my dear brothers, there is a tendency to take the surah for granted. You know, when we read something very frequently, we tend to take it for granted. So if we ponder and reflect on the greatness of the surah, inshallah, we won't take it for granted. The greatness of it will always be in front of us. So now we come, inshallah, to the fourth discussion. And the fourth discussion is relating to the various names of Surah Al-Fatiha. How many minutes left in Maghrib? The 6 minutes, inshallah. We'll try to wrap up four discussions before Maghrib, and I think, alhamdulillah, that's good goings. Because we've got, inshallah, the session after Maghrib, and then we've got the session after Isha, inshallah. So inshallah, we hope that by the time we come, by this evening, inshallah, the night session, we would have completed the 20 discussions. The fourth discussion relating to Surah Al-Fatiha is regarding the various names of Surah Al-Fatiha. Now you must know, my dear brothers, there is a principle in Arabic that states, Kathratul Asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. When something has many names, then it is an indication to the greatness of that particular item or that particular matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got 99 names, and much more than 99 names. So that goes to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got 99 names. Shows the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makkah Mukarramah has got more than 50 names. Goes to show the greatness of Makkah Sharif. Madinah Munawwarah has got many, many names. Goes to show the greatness of Madinah Munawwarah. Like that, my dear friends, Surah Al-Fatiha has, according to some ulama, up to 25 names. Up to 25 names. Some have given a figure, little bit more, less, some say 20, some say 22, some say 12, 13, 10. It just depends how they've presented it, but up to 25 names Surah Al-Fatiha has, and we will go through, inshallah, the names of Surah Al-Fatiha quickly. As we know, the most famous name of Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha comes from the Arabic root letters Fataha. Fataha means to open, and it is called Fatiha because it is the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. The Quran starts, the first page of the Quran, if you open, which is the very first page of the Quran, which is the first chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. It's the opening. It is like the introduction of a book, or the foreword, or the prologue of a book, the very opening chapter of a book, that sets the pace for the rest of the book. If you want to know what is in a book, you read the opening, the introduction of the book, that introduction tells you what is to follow thereafter. So therefore, Al-Fatiha is the introduction of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha is also known as Ummul Quran or Ummul Kitab. We know the word Umm in Arabic refers to mother or something that is the essence of anything. So therefore, when we say it is the mother of the Quran, you know, they say the mother of all wars, you know, that means like this is now the mother of all battles, is something the greatest of all. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as Ummul Quran or Ummul Kitab. This Surah Al-Fatiha is the mother of the whole book of the Holy Quran. Makkah is known as Ummul Qura, the mother of all cities. Surah Al-Fatiha is known as Ummul Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the surah in the Holy Quran with the word Sab'ul Mathani, which I mentioned earlier on. One of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Sab'ul Mathani. Sab'ul Mathani means those seven verses of the Holy Quran that are repeated and repeatedly recited. And we know that there is no verses of the Quran or no surah of the Quran that is repeated as much as Surah Al-Fatiha. As I explained earlier on, that almost every rakat of every salah, we read Surah Al-Fatiha. مَنْ لَمْ يَقْرَى بِسُورَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. The one who does not read Surah Al-Fatiha, then his salah is not complete. Either he's reading it or he's listening to the imam reciting it. Otherwise, man lam yaqra bi surat al-fatiha, the one who does not read surat al-fatiha, his salah is not complete. So for the completion of surat al-fatiha, we read. For the completion of salah, we read surat al-fatiha. So it is called sab'ul masani, the seven verses that are often repeated. Surat al-Fatiha is also known by the name of Al-Quran Al-Azim, the Great Quran. The Great Quran, Allah has referred to it by this name because it captures the whole meanings of the Quran. The Quran comprises of discussions on Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about the prophethood of the Anbiya alayhi salam. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about the theme of the life after death. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about acts of ibadah and worship. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about dua and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about the incidents of those who were favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about the incidents of those who were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. The Quran speaks about the straight path and the path of guidance. That is found in Surat al-Fatiha. So the Surat al-Fatiha encompasses the entire message of the Quran in itself. Surat al-Fatiha is also known as Surat al-Kanz, the surah of the treasures. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uti tu kanza min kunuzil jannah." I have been given one of the treasures from the treasures of Jannah, and that is Surah Al-Fatiha. The Surah Al-Fatiha is also known as Surah Al-Shifa. This is the surah of cure. And it has been said regarding the surah, "Shifa'u min kulli da." It is a cure from all diseases and sicknesses. Once the emperor of... Is it time up? Inshallah, we shall continue our discussion shortly after Salatul Maghrib.
I'm 8 years old. My father passed away. They shot him in Kosh, and my mother was still expecting me. As soon as I started talking, my mother told me to be a da'i, and she made dua that I must become a da'i and a pious alim. And in school, I told my friends I started using miswak, and I invited my friends to use miswak, and they also started. And in madrasa, I started reading my asr salah, and I invited my friends to read. Now they also reading. And I think as a small child, we have to also be da'i and Molana.